worship Him out of love with a deep abiding taste. So this taste is something which is very necessary in your spiritual practice. There is a very nice prayer which devotees chant. I believe I have put it into the handouts for you. And it starts with Agadhamana Yashodananda. Yes, it's on page number 10. It's a prayer for taste, and the prayer goes like this: Agadhamana Yashodanandano Nandasuno Kamalanayana Gopichandra Brindavanendra Pranata Karuna Krishna Viti Aneka Swarupe Dvai Mamarati Uche Vadatan Namadeya. O Sri Harinam, You manifest in many forms, like Agadhamana, the subduer of the Agademon, Yashoda Nandana, the son of Yashoda, Nandasuna, the son of Nanda Maharaj, Kamala Nayana, the lotus-eyed, Gopichandra, the moon of the gopis, Brindavanendra, the lord of Vrindavan, Pranata Karuna, the compassionate master of the surrendered soul, and Krishna. O holy name, let my attachment for you increase more and more. This is the Rupa Goswami's prayer for attachment. He says, Krishna, you come in so many forms. My desire is, and then he says, it comes as your most accessible form is the holy name. My desire is that my attachment for you in this holy name form will be increased more and more. It is said that devotees who want to increase their attachment to chanting will learn this verse and chant it regularly. I personally pray this when I'm going to Vrindavan Dham and chant many rounds from morning till late in the evening. I do nothing else than chanting, and I know that sometimes one becomes a little exhausted, and then one prays this prayer, and often there's an immediate response, and the taste is given. So, there is another method how to increase one's taste in the chanting. It is to intersperse one's chanting with meditations on the meaning of the Maha Mantra. I have listed these meditations on page 11, and I thought I will guide you in a guided tour where you don't need to read these meditations, but where I will give these meditations from time to time. I suggest that we put this aside because I will read it to you and then you hear it. It's much nicer. I've just given them because I'm always asked, can you give them please to us, these meditations, and therefore I've printed them as my personal gift to you. These meditations have been penned down, penned means written, by a very interesting personality. His name is Gopal Guru Goswami. I think most of you know about Gopal Guru Goswami. Let me have a quick show of hands who does not know his history. Good enough that it warrants a small explanation. Gopal was a boy of 8 years when he met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri. He met him in a very private situation. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was going to the lectern. Do you all know what is a lectern? It's an English word, an Indian word for toilet. And usually it's on the ground. You know, there's a hole. And one is squatting on the ground. And the rest is biology. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was going on the lectern, but he was biting his tongue. Then he did his lectern activity and came out still biting his tongue. And Gopa Guru, the little boy of 8 years, was there and said, "Why do you bite your tongue?" Maybe he thought that this is assisting the activity or something. "Why do you bite your tongue?" And Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu answered, "I'm biting my tongue as to keep it from chanting in an impure location." Gopal Guru objected. This little boy, 8 years. How old is Shukamuni now?
Five.
Only five, not eight. So Gopal said, no, you should always chant. "Yes, how can I chant at an impure place?" Gopal Guru said, "The holy name can never ever be contaminated by material things. It's not possible. And also, you never know when your own death will come. And if you don't chant at the moment of death, you are in the lettering, dying there. This is very unfortunate. So better you chant, and you should never feel it will be contaminated, and you should always be prepared." Some of you were in this morning class, and the instruction was chant continuously, chant always. So you should always chant, even at such a place. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thought about it, and he appreciated the instruction of this 8-year-old boy so much that he lifted the little boy on his lap and said, "You are my guru. From now on, your name is Gopal Guru, no longer Gopal, Gopal Guru." Madhumati's brother is also, I think, Gopal Guru.
Gopal Kripa.
Gopal Kripa, yeah. I called him for some time Gopal Guru.
I know him.
Yeah, when he was very much in the guru position.
Yes.
Yeah. So Gopal Guru, that's the original Gopal Guru, who instructed even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and whose instructions were accepted by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as very significant instructions. Chant always at any place, and as you do this, you will certainly develop the taste. Once my spiritual master was asked, "What is the result of chanting?" And he said, "More chanting." Mm-hmm. Because the taste will come. So now we will do a japa session. We will do this for about half an hour, and I will sometimes give you these meditations with this great guru, who was a guru from 8 years on, gave to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Can I have please a pair of parchments with me? Please take your japa malas. I hope everyone has. What we will do is I will guide you a little bit like I did yesterday to a more deeper chanting, and then whenever you hear this signal, please stop your chanting. You can just finish the mantra then I will give the meditation, and afterwards you will hear this signal twice, and this means please start your japa again. So let us all start by just calming down our many thoughts and just becoming present to the practice. Please just sit in a stable way. You might like to roll the shoulders a little bit back so that your chest opens. This will be good for your breathing and will help you to stay more alert during your practice. Just roll it a few times back like me. You can just look at me. You bring your shoulders up to your ears and then bring them to the back. And the idea is you won't wish to open your chest. Okay, let us just have a simple few deep inhales and exhales. And while we exhale, we let go of our thoughts. Think it is just like that your mind is like a bathing tub. And when you exhale, you open the blockage and the water leaves the bathing tub. The used water leaves the bathing tub. Whenever you exhale, relax a little bit more into the pleasant feeling of being calm inside. Let all the tension, all the unnecessary thoughts leave you like the used water in a bathing tub. And then we will say I will say a prayer. Please listen to the prayer. Then in a prayerful mood we will chant until we will hear the first meditation. O my dear Lord Krishna, I have completely forgotten you for so many long years in this material world. Today I'm turning to you as your sincere and serious servant. Please accept me. Kindly start your japa now in this devotional mood. Krishna,
Thank you.
I should again say, you may of course finish the mantra which you chant, and then come to a peace. First meditation. O Radha, please capture my inner heart and deliver me from the bondage of material life.
Mm-hmm.
Krishna, please pull my heart to you.
Thank you. Thank you.
O Radha, please steal my heart with your sweetness.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, 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 please purify my heart by giving me through your devotees knowledge of how to worship you. Purify my heart by giving me knowledge through your devotees how to worship you.
I need to be able to do this.
Hare Krishna. I thank you very much. I hope you have gotten a little idea how to include these meditations by Gopal Guru Goswami in your japa. We will practice some more with them after we have done the pause. I see we went a little over time. No problem. So if we can have a pause of 15 minutes, please. And please be back in time. Thank you very much. Please use the pause to move a little bit in the fresh air so that some oxygen comes into your blood and you will be very attentive and that your digestion will work very nice so that everything gets burnt up. And Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
I discussed this morning with a participant of the course. It was actually a very nice point. This participant told me that yesterday he met with another participant and they had a conversation for 4 hours, which was very enriching for both of them. It helped them to gain some clarification. It motivated them and so on. I cannot emphasize enough that this is very much the mood in our Kirtan course. We very much encourage discussions amongst yourself, because by these discussions you will reflect a lot, you will clarify a lot, and you will also benefit from the perspective of others quite much. There is a study about how do we human beings learn anything? How do we adopt new things in our thinking patterns? And the answer there is a lot happens during discussions about the subject matters which were presented during presentations. It's then when you bring everything a level deeper. Now I realize that we have just started, although it seems that we are together for an eternity plus 1 hour. That is a legitimate way to say it. We are just getting accustomed to being here, accustomed to how the course is run, accustomed to the wonderful association and the rich food. So it may take some time before we have any capacity free for associating with amongst each other. But I want to encourage you that you do so whenever you are ready, because it will help you. What I would like to now do, what are you doing? Closing the window? Yep. Is there a particular reason why you close it? Do you think there's a draft, maybe? Mm-hmm. Or how? I find the draft very refreshing, isn't it? It's not yet a heavy draft where you can get a cold or so, but it's a natural.
It's a breeze.
A breeze, yes. So now, with this open door, we will make the sound vibration all over this village. We will sing and we'll go in and out through the doors, but hopefully not in and out through your ears. Because what we will do is, we will intersperse our kirtan with a few meditations from Gopal Guru Goswami. The way to do this is, when you hear me saying something, let it sink deep. Let nothing of you escape. Let it pervade your being. And then you can stay in these moods or these concepts, and it will enhance your present, your kirtan. See, we always do whatever it is that we are doing from a certain fundament. Like we as people in this world, we either sit on the floor here, or we sit on the ground, or we sit on the temple floor, or we sit on chairs. We always need in this world a fundament from which we act, from which we walk, from which we do anything. The same holds true with the subtle fundament, our inner mood, our inner orientation. We always act from that. There are wonderful studies in our tradition made by people who have a very positive attitude in life, and it is seen because the attitude carries their activities. They're usually very positive in their activities. So what we wish to do in this exercise is we want to bring some deep attitudes, some deep meditations into our inner world and base our kirtan on that. Yes? So what we will do is we will sing, and from time to time when it's my part as the leading voice, I will just say a few of the meditations. Whenever I do this, and this is an information to my band here, then you have to reduce the volume, especially on the medanga and the harmonium and the kartas. In other words, all the I have learned to be very clear amongst the monks. You have to be crystal clear so that there is no mistaken. Fine, everyone is ready? Maybe we want to just, let me just watch a little bit.
Thank you. It's 12:30.
So we haven't. Maybe we want to just intersperse this before we do this by seeing if you have any questions which you would like to voice at this moment. Yes, I saw Bhakti Gamya and Umesh. Mm-hmm. Yes, let's start with the two. Please.
Okay, thank you so much, Maharaj. Why do we ask Krishna to accept us if he loves us unconditionally?
Why do we ask Krishna to accept us if he already loves us unconditionally? Mm. If the love is already done. If you wish to do something else, Krishna does. We have Ananta here. If you wish to stay, you should also stay. Good. Maybe you play your celebrated karachals. See, for bhakti, we need three elements to be there. We need, first of all, the Bhakta. We need Bhagavan. And in between, we need Bhakti. These are three. Krishna, or Bhagavan, loves us unconditionally. That comes from his direction. Now something has to also come from the Bhakta direction, because Bhakti is a two-way street. No? So from Krishna is coming that unconditional love of Bhakti Gamya. And from Bhakti Gamya has to come a devotional mood, a devotional longing, and an expression of that mood is the prayer, please accept me. It's very important. Love is always a two-way street, not a one-way. Oh, I'm already loved by Krishna, everything is done. No need to think about anything from my side. No, a lot of need is there. Thank you for this nice question. Yes, Umesh?
Yeah, Maharaj, yesterday I was reading an article. The title was, Are There Any Rules for Kirtan? And in there, one key point that struck me was it says, you know, there's a quote in Chaitanya Charitamrita that there are no hard and fast rules for chanting. Mm-hmm. And in that article, he was saying that that's not pointing to that there's no rules, but that statement that there are no hard and fast rules, that's really about our inner call to Krishna. Like, when there's a fire, there's no rule, like, you have to get out. It's like you're crying for Krishna, so you can cry in your own way, another person will cry in their way. There's no rules for them. That's what that he's saying that pertains to. Is that a correct understanding?
I must admit that I do not, I did not yet catch the last point of what you said. What I understood is that the author of this article said there are no hard and fast rules, and this means that everything is flexible, but I'm not really sure. Maybe I was a little tired. Yes.
So in the whole article, he was actually saying there are rules. He was giving quotes from Prabhupada that there are certain instruments that should be used, certain melodies to be done.
Mm-hmm.
But he was saying we usually think of that statement, no hard and fast rules, that we can do anything. But he said that statement does not mean that. It actually means in terms of our internal, how we call to Krishna, how we cry to Krishna, how we pray to Krishna. That's what that statement is meaning. It's not actually meaning that we can do kirtan any way, which way we like, in any fashion. Is that correct understanding?
The way I understand this statement, that there are no hard and fast rules, is best expressed with an example of sailing. When you sail on the ocean, there are definitely a few things you need to know. That is, how to catch the wind in your sail, and when you want to sail against the wind, there is a whole science. It's called Kreuzen in Germany. Oof, I had to learn it for a few months. But then, once you know how to sail, it's almost that you can throw all this book knowledge overboard, so to say. The way it was expressed by my spiritual master was, when you learn typing, there are a few rules. R, S, D, F, J, K, L, M. My God, I remember everything. I knew how to type with 10 fingers. When the internet started, I made a protest to never use it. So I lost my typing ability. But before, I was very much able to type in many ways. But then, when you know the art, you don't go R-S-D-F-J-K-L-M, you know, this is the you just go like it's in your blood. So there are different systems. There is the Vaidhi, what we call Vaidhi Bhakti, practicing according to rules and regulations, and then there is a more spontaneous expression of it, where you are supposed to know the rules and regulations. You don't break them, but you act with them in a more freer way. But it's very interesting to see that article. I would love to see it, because I'm working on a book with a team of researchers. It will be a very interesting book. It will be called Kirtan Life. The Life of Kirtan. And I would love to see also the esteemed work of the author you wrote. So maybe you can, when you see me, I think this afternoon, give me in writing the how to find it on the net. Mm-hmm. Good. You had a show of hands.
Yes, otherwise.
Let me just. Yes, for one more question.
I was thinking a little bit of what Herr Professor Weber said last time.
Mm-hmm.
He was quoting and comparing religions and like that, and he said this from. I think from Islam that Muhammad said also no rules. So it was kind of controversy there. Either no rules, only devotion, or like Sharia law or whatever, Ten Commandments of the Christians or Yama and Yama of Yoga or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then he was also speaking about this the religion of mercy or the religion of grace.
Mm-hmm.
But he was so using these academic like terms. And maybe briefly you can put in the Krishna conscious English, because I don't know, I didn't see any
relationship.
Or I didn't understand the meaning why he was talking to us, because he was using, maybe his words are relevant in
he
the
was
academic
a professor.
Realm.
Yeah. Professors are professors. From our Krishna conscious point of view, we know that there are two ways, the monkey in relation to approaching God, the monkey way and the cat way. In one way, we are endeavoring very hard, and the other way, the Lord is endeavoring very hard to save us. What way will bring us to success? Let me give you the analogy. When we endeavor hard, that is called the monkey way. What does a monkey do? A small monkey will ride on the big monkey. The child monkey will ride on the mother by holding fast to the mother. And the mother starts her gallop, boom, and races through the forest. And often the children are lost, because here the weak makes all the effort. It has to hold. In opposition to this is the cat way, the way of grace. The way a cat transports its kitten is by grabbing the kitten at the neck and then carrying it forward. This is more successful usually, because here everything depends on the strong, not on the weak. So the way of making a lot of endeavors in your spiritual life is the monkey way, so to say, in this analogy, where you, the weak person, is deciding what will happen about your spiritual path. Cat way is better. It's the way of grace, where the strong God takes and lifts you. So what is Krishna consciousness? Is that the monkey way? Is everything dependent here on our own endeavors? Or is it the cat ways, everything dependent on the grace of God? The answer is, it's a mixture of both of them. We try our best, we the weak living entity try our best to show Krishna that we are not indifferent to getting his mercy. And Krishna usually is giving his mercy when he sees someone really vicious to a habit, and then he comes to the aid of such a devotee. So it's we take from these two ways. In South India, they are very much separated. It's one or the other. This is the South Indian Bhakti traditions. They argue endlessly about which one is better, but the Gaudiyas say both have their strengths and therefore should be combined. We should endeavor and we should also expect the mercy of Krishna. Yeah? Fantastic. So now enough theory. Now we will sing for 3/4 of an hour. We will intersperse our singing with a few of the meditations from Gopal Guru Goswami. Are you ready? We have nice, I believe we have nice fresh air. Mm-hmm.
Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
To your name, your form, your qualities, pastimes, and such. Make me steady. Please sing now. Krishna, Krishna,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare. Hare
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hare Krishna. Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Krishna. I just want to remark something which will make you smile. I'm noticing something as I'm sitting here and hearing the combined sound vibration of the group. In the beginning, it was not nearly as intensive and as strong or spiritually surcharged as it is now. And I think the transformation in the heart takes place mostly by being in this devotional community and chanting much more than we usually are accustomed to chant. I cannot tire to say that really, while we are trying to help you in getting the right mood and the right understanding, and we have to do our best as teachers, and later we have to help you to find your own expression in kirtan. Mostly, kirtan is learned by doing kirtan. It's really that simple. And I'm very happy that we as teachers have also understood this more than in the beginning when we started with this course, which was a novelty or a new thing. I can really see, in the beginning I used to talk much more because there are so many things which are there in the scriptures. But after giving this course twice, I have decided to reduce the information to the essential things which will guide you really to chant with your heart and with your full personality, because I believe once you give yourself into it and don't hold back, the kirtan or the holy name will reveal so many things you need to know. You will really see the difference when you re-enter the material world after this two and a half months of being here. You will really see a difference. I mean, maybe you should get helm, steel helm already. Something which protects you at that time. You will, mark my words, you will really see the difference. And at that time, you will mark in your calendar the next dates where you can observe kirtan in the Association of Devotees. I thank you very much for participating so nicely. Really, I have not looked at you, but I have heard you very much. I heard you. I think that's an American expression. I hear you. Thank you very much. Please know that we are preparing ourselves for tomorrow. Tomorrow, Manu has arranged that there will be a possibility to sing for 5 hours. Is this correct, Manu?
Four and a half.
Yes. So tomorrow is your great opportunity. Please pace yourself, rest enough, eat enough, walk enough, talk with your friends enough. Tomorrow we will enter. No, we will exit the material world. That's actually what I always feel when we do kirtan. Provided I can be there, I always feel I exit time. Have you noticed time moves differently, at least in our perception? The relativity of time is not something which Albert Einstein came up with. It is something which is really to be experienced in kirtan. He lived too short to be in a good kirtan. We should pray for his soul that he will have the opportunity another time. Fine, this is all from my side. I'm hearing that today there will be no japa course it's, I think, good so that you can have a little free time, walk around and prepare yourself for tomorrow. I think it's good, Manu, if we know already when we start tomorrow.
Tomorrow will be at 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock in the temple. Up till 9:30. I really think you should prepare yourself. It's easy. It's enough time is there. But please be there, if possible, all the time. It will be very good for you. You will see. Okay, have a nice lunch and a good digestion. Hare Krishna. See you this evening at 7:30 in the temple.